Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das, led Monetary Policy Committee, MPC, has decided unanimously to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. This is the fourth time in a row that the MPC has decided to maintain the status quo on the repo rate. The repo rate is the interest rate at which the RBI lends money to commercial banks. The decision was taken during the three-day MPC meeting of the RBI, which began on Wednesday. Announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy yesterday, the RBI governor said the decision was taken after a detailed assessment of the evolving macroeconomic and financial developments and the outlook. He said the RBI will remain focused on withdrawal of accommodation to tame inflation and support growth. The RBI governor said the central bank has also retained the real gross domestic product, GDP, forecast for financial year 2023-24 at 6.5%. Similarly, the consumer price index-based inflation for financial year 2023-24 is projected at 5.4%. The additional district magistrate ADM of Sivasagar, Assam, has imposed night curfew in a 5-kilometer belt on the Assam side of Sivasagar district, which shares a border with Nagaland. The night curfew, which came into effect since September 7 from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m, will remain in place for a duration of 60 days. The decision to enforce the night curfew was initiated as a precautionary measure to deter anti-social elements, extremists and unlawful activities from crossing the Assam-Nagaland border within the Sivasagar district. According to the order, during the period of the night curfew, the movement of any person, group of persons or vehicular traffic is strictly prohibited within the specified area. However, certain exemptions have been granted. Magistrates, security personnel from the Army, CRPF, and police, as well as civil officials who are deployed on duty, are exempted from the purview of the prohibited order. Iranian human rights activist Narges Mohammadi has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize 2023 for her fight against oppression of women. She remains in jail as she becomes the 19th woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize. She is among the leading human rights activists in Iran. Mohammadi has been arrested 13 times, convicted 5 times, sentenced to a total of 31 years in prison, and got 154 lashes. The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award Narges Mohammadi for her fight against the oppression of women in Iran and her fight to promote human rights and freedom for all. In a collaborative effort between the PEG police and the medical department PEG, a traffic safety seminar and free medical camp was organized at the Town Council Hall PEG yesterday. SP PEG, Dr. Pritpal Kaur, delivered various traffic rules and legal procedures. Dr. Kaur advocated against alcohol consumption, mobile phone usage and other distractions while driving. She emphasized the importance of being a responsible driver and encouraged everyone to act as good Samaritans during emergencies. The SP also imparted crucial first aid techniques and safety precautions to the participants. STPO Milori, Peter Shuya, shared about the significance of traffic signs and symbols and the Motor Vehicle Act. Simultaneously, a free medical camp was conducted by Dr. Ngopelo Gevechu and his team. Dr. Gevechu demonstrated life-saving techniques such as CPR, APC, and other first aid methods, emphasizing the importance of prompt and correct response in emergencies. The National Integration Tour, comprising of 19 students and 2 teachers from Nagaland, met President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtra Padipawan in New Delhi yesterday. According to a press release from PRO Defence Kohima, the President welcomed and felicitated the students. During the interaction, President Murmu emphasized upon the importance of education and that the students must work hard to achieve their dreams and contribute towards betterment of the society and our great nation. The students presented a painting depicting the rich and colorful Naga culture to the President. The 14-day NIT, undertaken by the Spear Corps of Indian Army, was flagged off on 27 September from Rangapaha Military Station by General Officer Commanding Spear Corps Lieutenant General H.S. Sahi. As part of the tour, young boys and girls visited the prestigious Indian Military Academy and Rashtriya Indian Military College at Dehradun and other places. The team will return on 10 October. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.